to Picture Perfect, an hour of music from the movies. I'm Ross Amico, and each week at this time, we present interesting and entertaining music written for film. This week, for Valentine's Day, it's Love Eternal. There's no love like doomed love. We all know it's true. This week, it's an hour of star-crossed lovers who remain connected beyond the mortal plane. Let's begin with Somewhere in Time from 1980. The film starred Christopher Reeve and Jane Seymour. A modern-day playwright becomes obsessed with a portrait of an early 20th century actress. He wills himself through self-suggestion back through the decades, and the two fall in love. It doesn't end particularly well, though the two are ultimately reunited. Richard Matheson provided the screenplay, which he based on one of his own novels. Matheson was a prolific Twilight Zone scribe, who also wrote The Incredible Shrinking Man, I Am Legend, and Hell House. Remember when William Shatner discovered a gremlin on the wing of his plane? Matheson wrote that. Enough said. Here are some of John Barry's hopelessly romantic music for Somewhere in Time. Music from the 1980 romance, Somewhere in Time, a film that has often been critically dismissed, but ardently defended by its admirers. It was scored with great sensitivity by John Barry. By the way, Barry wrote that music shortly after he lost both his parents, which he credited in part for its strong emotional content. He scored the film as a favor to his friend, Gene Seymour. The film's modest budget prohibited the possibility of hiring Barry at his usual fee. The composer virtually revisited the material a few years later for his Oscar-winning score to Out of Africa. Let's turn next to The Ghost and Mrs. Muir from 1947. A widow, played by Jean Tierney, takes up residence in a seaside cottage in turn-of-the-century England, engaging in philosophical jousts with the ghost of a salty sea captain, played by Rex Harrison, who happens to share her home. For a time, the tone is effectively whimsical, but cumulatively, it turns into a poignant love story. The great Bernard Herrmann wrote the music. Here's some of it, conducted by Elmer Bernstein.
Thank you.
Music from the 1947 film The Ghost and Mrs. Muir. The composer was Bernard Herrmann, and we've heard Elmer Bernstein conducting. Another hopeless romance in which the principals are reunited beyond the mortal plane. It had long been an ambition of Steven Spielberg to remake the Spencer Tracy film A Guy Named Joe. In the original, Tracy's character is killed while flying a mission during World War II. Then he returns from the beyond to assist his grieving girlfriend, a civilian pilot, played by Irene Dunne, and ultimately allows her to begin a new life with another man, played by Van Johnson. Spielberg's version updates the setting to 1989, with Richard Dreyfuss and John Goodman playing aerial firefighters, and Holly Hunter an air traffic controller in the Pacific Northwest. The film follows the same basic plot line, with the spirit of a dead pilot mentoring his replacement, all the while watching him fall in love with the girlfriend he left behind. The film was not well received, but the music was by Spielberg's house composer, John Williams. Here's some of his score for Always.
Thank you.
Music from the 1989 film Always. Steven Spielberg directed, and the music was by John Williams. Star-crossed lovers reaching back and forth across the mortal plane. Love Eternal this week for Valentine's Day. You're listening to Picture Perfect, music from the movies. Finally, we turn to Emily Bronte's tale of star-crossed love, Wuthering Heights. The 1939 film version featured Merle Oberon as Kathy, Laurence Olivier as Heathcliff, and one of the best love scores of Alfred Newman.
Thank you.
Music from one of the all-time classic love stories of the silver screen, 1939's Wuthering Heights. Alfred Newman was the composer, and Elmer Bernstein conducted in that performance. Wuthering Heights takes a lot of liberties with Emily Bronte's novel, and the concluding shot is pure Hollywood. We'll take it. And with that music of Alfred Newman, we come to the conclusion of this week's program. For Valentine's Day, star-crossed lovers who remain connected beyond the mortal plane. Love Eternal. I'm Ross Amico. Thanks very much for joining me for another Picture Perfect.